Oh, you're listening to Left Out on WRCT FM 88.3. You can call us at 412-621-9728 or 268-9728 on campus, or send mail to bob@leftout.info. We're very happy to have now as our guest on Left Out this week, Congressman Dennis Kucinich from Ohio, who is running for the nomination of the Democratic Party for the president. Congressman Kucinich, are you there? We seem to have a little connection problem. We thought we had him on the line, so we will.
Well, we'll wait for him to call us back. I assume he will.
We'll come back. We'll be back in a few moments.
Ah, there you go. There's the phone. I hear the phone.
We can.
Let's patch him in right away so we don't make him wait for the music or anything.
The expectable technical problems. I'm sure he's extremely busy.
Does that mean 2 minutes?
2 minutes. Okay.
In 2 minutes, we'll have Dennis Kucinich on the phone.
Excuse us for the complications, but I'm sure we'll get them ironed out. So one thing we were wondering about. Go ahead, Danny.
Yeah. In terms of Kerry's approach to his campaign and what his attitude is, for example, about the Iraq War, there's been a lot of questions about what his approach is going to be, and how is he going to hit hard on that issue as hard as he could against Bush, or is he going to try to take some sort of middle of the road stand and potentially weaken his campaign? Did you
Was an interesting article by Robert Sheary, as you say, in the Los Angeles Times this week. Today, called "Face the Iraq Fiasco, Senator," in which he's criticizing Kerry's tactics, political tactics, in managing his campaign, particularly with respect to the Iraq War. As you all know, Kerry is in a rather awkward position. In fact, because he, in fact, voted for the invasion of Iraq as a senator from Massachusetts, and now is sort of trying to express his opposition to the war, which many of us share. But it's coming off as less than convincing. Okay. Well, we have on the line Congressman Dennis Kucinich, who is running for the president nomination for a presidential candidate from the Democratic Party. Congressman Kucinich.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, great. Glad to have you. So welcome to Left Out. This is a program we have on political discussion program we have on WRCT in Pittsburgh.
And you're talking to me, who's Danny Slater and Bob Harper.
So what we would like to do in having you on today is it seems to us that you don't get adequate coverage of your positions and your run for the presidency, and I wanted to give you an opportunity to tell us what you would like to do as president and how we should think about the issues.
Well, thank you, and you know there may still be some people hurrying to the polls in Pennsylvania, and if you are, you still have a chance to vote for me to send a message to the Democratic Party that ought to stand for something such as bringing our troops home from Iraq, bringing in UN peacekeepers, bringing our troops home, having a not-for-profit healthcare system, getting out of NAFTA and the WTO, overturning the Patriot Act. I mean, this is something that we ought to think about in terms of the message we can send the Democratic Party by supporting my candidacy.
So, yes, this is a number of topics we talked about earlier in the program. So one that came up was your position on getting the U.S. out of Iraq. And one of our callers asked the very practical question is that I think many of our listeners, and certainly Danny and I, have been strongly opposed to this unjustified attack on Iraq. But now that we're there, the question is, as president, what would you do about it? What practically, how should we proceed?
Well, first of all, most of the world thinks that the reason why I went in there was to control the oil, and then later on to hold on to the contracts, to privatize Iraq, to run the government of Iraq by remote control. The only way we're able to get our troops out is to get agreement from the world community through the UN. That agreement being brought about by the United States being ready to give up control of the oil, give up control of the contracts, renounce any attempt to privatize Iraq, that we must ask the UN to help develop a new constitution and elections in Iraq, rebuild Iraq, pay reparations to the families of innocent civilian noncombatants who lost their lives, and help fund a UN peacekeeping mission. If we do that, we can take steps to get out of Iraq. I mean, the administration wants to tell us we have to stay the course. We can't cut and run. They use that kind of talk to try to justify a long-term occupation of Iraq, which would mean more troops, more cost to the taxpayers, more deaths. We could take a new approach, and frankly, I'm the only one on the national scene who's talking about an approach that will get us out of Iraq.
And thank you for doing that. That's I'm very, very glad to hear that. All the other candidates, and particularly John Kerry, I think are not really being very forthright about how to deal with this issue.
I was very
Well, they're talking about sending more troops.
Yeah, exactly.
And others are talking about a draft. So, look, we have to take a new direction, and that's what I'm advocating.
So this brings up a point, which is maybe you would like to explain, this, particularly for people who are voting today. What would you say are the most significant differences between you and Senator Kerry? Why should people vote for Dennis Kucinich?
First of all, I want to acknowledge that Senator Kerry has enough delegate votes to get the nomination. The reason why I stayed in the race is to enable Democrats to send a message to the Democratic Party that we ought to stand for a new approach in Iraq, and that one that would bring our troops home. Senator Kerry's not there yet. We need to encourage him to go in that direction. That we ought not be sending more troops. He's a voice support for sending more troops. That we should be taking a position that would result in bringing our troops home. So this is about encouraging the senator and, for that matter, the whole Democratic Party to be strong on this issue. Take on the White House. I mean, look, for God's sakes, the president and his administration lied to the American people to get us into a war against Iraq. What more do we need to know? Why are we going through this intellectual exercise about whether or not we should, you know, send more or less troops or how long we're going to be there? Forget it. Get out of there. Then we learned enough about what a mistake this is.
So what about some other issues where we would want to push Senator Kerry? Maybe you can tell us.
Well, I think I'd like to use the word encourage.
Okay.
Because I think we can encourage him to take a stronger position on health care. To come out for a system where everyone is covered under a national health care plan instead of just saying, well, we'll leave people to private insurance. Look, private insurance companies have raised rates 50% in the last 3 years. Anybody who's paying their own insurance knows what a nightmare this system is. And anyone who hasn't been able to afford health insurance knows how vulnerable people are. Why are we doing this to ourselves in this country? Why don't we just break the control that the insurance companies and the pharmaceutical companies have and take us into a not-for-profit system? And that's why we need to encourage Senator Kerry to take that position. And we also need to encourage him to challenge NAFTA and the WTO and change it. And the only way he could change it is get out of these agreements. I mean, we are now in a position where we've lost 3 million manufacturing jobs. Look all over Pennsylvania. Look at all the factories that have been closed in the last 10 years. Because of NAFTA and the WTO, we're losing our ability to be able to make things. Pennsylvania, Ohio, Michigan, and other states have lost, you know, close to 1 million jobs combined from all these trade agreements. I mean, what are we going to do? Who's going to be the last one to turn out the lights?
Yeah.
We better take a new approach.
Well, another
thing. Save manufacturing. Get out of NAFTA and the WTO. Go back to trade conditions on workers' rights, human rights, and environmental quality principles.
I agree with you completely. How do you balance those? How do you balance those principles against some of the positive aspects of international trade? Right? We can't be. I'm not sure what your position is in this, but it seems unreasonable to be totally isolationist, right?
If you don't have principles attached to trade, you're in trouble.
I'm sorry.
We need. And the other thing is, remember this: trade's good. But we have a $550 billion trade deficit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want to trade, then trade. Once you know, if other nations want trade, trade with us. Buy something from us. We're buying from you. I mean, if you had a business and you went down the street and you told another businessman, look, I'll buy $100,000 of goods from you. Mm-hmm. And he says, okay, great idea. And then you turned around and you said, now I want you to buy $100,000 worth of goods from me. And he says, nothing.
Right, it's all one-sided.
Won't buy anything. I mean, that's not very fair. And we know what we're doing? All these goods from all over the world. And yet we have... don't want to buy from us. Why? Because corporate interests inside those countries make things cheap and sell it cheap all over the world.
Yeah, we lost you a little bit there. I think your phone is flaking out slightly.
So one topic on your platform that's of interest to us is Danny and I are both professors here at Carnegie Mellon, is you have a proposal for a guaranteed education, and I wondered if you could tell our listeners a bit about that.
Maybe we lost him.
The congressman, the cell phone effect. Okay, well, we can may or may not hear back from the congressman as a result of our cell phone interference.
Well, it sounded like he was in a car or something.
Okay,
moving,
if you'd like to call us, it would be 412-621-WRCT, that's 9728, or 268-WRCT on campus, or send electronic mail to bob@leftout.info. We'll take a brief break.
And, wait, I think he's back on the phone.
We may have the congressman back.
May be back, so we shouldn't take a break if it's him.
If not, we will...
Is it him again?
Okay, Congressman Kucinich?
Try one more time.
Okay, good. Yeah, these cell phones, boy, they're very handy, but they can also be kind of annoying. So I was mentioning, I'm not sure if you heard, that Danny and I are both professors here at Carnegie Mellon, and one of the points on your platform is a guaranteed education. And I don't recall hearing any other Democratic candidate talking about this, so I wondered if you might explain further.
I don't think anything would be better for the economy than enabling every one of our children to have a chance for a guaranteed public college or university education. And that means tuition free. We have the money to do that. I'll show you how. The $87 billion in tax cuts that the president wants to make permanent that would go to the people in the top brackets, we could take that money and put it right into creating a fund that would provide for universal college education, tuition-free at all public colleges and universities, enable families to help lift themselves out of poverty. Instead of paying money into an educational program over a few years, they put the money into perhaps the house or other concerns that a family has. And if somebody has more than one child, think of how beneficial it would be that every child in a family could go to college. Think of how that would help a family be able to achieve its own dreams. I mean, we have to think of how beneficial it would be to the society as a whole to have a better educated society where people were not stopped from being able to achieve their dreams simply because of money.
Yeah.
Look at all the people who are denied a chance for a college education. If they had the money, they'd go. Well, you know what? It shouldn't be a matter of money anymore. We should make it a priority in this country, and that's what I am promoting. And a vote for me in the Pennsylvania primary, for those who haven't voted yet, would be a vote to take a stand in favor of a free college at all public colleges and universities, tuition free.
Well, that would be would be a dream. So the question is, why is there seem to be so few people who are behind these kinds of ideas? I mean, that's the thing that puzzles me.
Well, you know what? It's still time. I mean, you know, nothing is so powerful, we have been told, as an idea whose time has come.
Mm-hmm.
And these ideas, the time is coming.
Yeah. So
and whether it arrives in 2004 or not, it might be instructive, but it is coming. It's going to happen. There will be a day when everyone will have college, tuition-free, all public colleges and universities. The day will come when all Americans will have health care and a national health care plan. The day will come when we'll have a universal child care plan where children aged 3, 4, and 5 will be able to go to a daycare tuition-free.
Yeah. Well, you know, one of the things that astonishes me is the fact that these tax cuts for the rich, including the repeal of the estate tax and these tax cuts for the rich, somehow have been managed to be pushed through as though they're helping the economy, as though they're helping the average person, which it's just an astonishing sales job and piece of propaganda that this has happened.
You're right. It is propaganda, but the proof is found in other ways. People are finding that they're working harder and falling behind. They're finding that they're having trouble supporting their family. They don't have the job security they once have. They may lose their health benefits. People's retirement security has been in jeopardy all over this country. As the wealth concentrates to the top by the shifts in wealth that are occasioned by these tax cuts, you see a condition where more and more Americans are seeing their own dreams slip away. So you can promote that with all the publicity you want, but there comes a moment when the truth is expressed in people looking at their home,
yeah,
seeing it being put up for sheriff's sale.
Yeah, so it's often said, though, that the goal of the Bush administration is to run up such a huge deficit for the country that it doesn't matter whether anyone wants these things, that we won't be able to afford them. What's your reaction to that?
You know, I've heard of that as if this government's policy is some kind of a radical way to just spend all the resources of the country so as to break the capacity for self-governance.
Yes.
Maybe that's not their plan, but if it's not their plan, they're moving in that direction anyway.
Yeah, I can certainly hope it isn't, but it's certainly a cause for concern. All right, and the other thing we talked about earlier was the Patriot Act. I wondered if you could make some comments on that. I think you're one of the few congressmen who voted against the Patriot Act, weren't you?
Yes, those who are still on their way to vote, last-minute voters, should know that a vote for me will be a vote to tell the Democratic Party it's time to get out of the Patriot Act, take a stand for our civil liberties. I not only voted against it, I spoke against it, I've introduced legislation to repeal it. I've said that as president, I would ask the Justice Department to go to federal court to overturn the Patriot Act as being unconstitutional. The Philadelphia City Council has passed a resolution that effectively condemns and discounts the Patriot Act.
In Pittsburgh, too.
I'm hopeful Pittsburgh will do the same.
They did yesterday.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, that's really great, and I certainly hope that we can get rid of that. But I think it might be tough. You know, the right wing political coverage on things like the Patriot Act is really so pervasive. It's a difficult job, I suspect. But we're relying on congressmen like you to help us oppose it.
Well, thank you, and I want to thank you for a chance to be on your show.
Okay.
And I hope we get a chance to talk again.
Thank you very much for being on Left Out, and good luck to you and the rest of the campaign. And please accept my personal thanks and our listeners for all the great work that you are doing, and good luck to you.
And it's so grateful, and anyone needs more information, they can go to the website at Kucinich.us, and if they want to contact our campaign, they can do it through the website. If they want to contribute, they can do it through the website. If they want to offer an idea, they can do it through that website. So thank you so much. And
super.
Surely hope to talk to you again. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Congressman.
Bye.
Bye now.
All right. That was Congressman Dennis Kucinich of Ohio, who, as you know, is running for president for the nomination of the Democratic Party for president. The telephone number, if you wish to call, is 412-621-WRCT, 9728, 268-9728 on campus, or bob at leftout.info via electronic mail. We'll take a brief break, and then we'll be back. All this energy calling me.